Carry on in a few minutes' time with the second of the keynote, Eicha Atzar, which is on page 93 in the Rosenfeld, 159 in the Art Scroll, and 217 in the Koren. I want to use it just as an opportunity to say about the keynote that really, unless one has a very, very good Hebrew, they're things that you need to study in advance of really reading. Otherwise, we don't appreciate, you know, what the power of these kinot. We'll go through the next kinah, and it's got the refrain, Zohar Hashem Mehayalan, remember Hashem, what has happened to us. If we look just at this opening stanza, the first three lines, I've got it here on page 7 of the handout. Eicha atzta ba'apecha la'beit b'yad adomim emunecha. So how you hurried ba'apecha in your anger la'abei to destroy b'yad adomim through the Romans emunecha, those who had faith in you. What you can see there is obviously a lot of alephs there, and this is an alphabetic acrostic. But if we look, I've made a little chart here. You know, you go through this whole kinah, and the language that is used to speak about what happened to Am Yisrael is really so, so powerful. You know, we've got la'abed, la'gadot, la'hadof, la'zalzel, alternate letters in the alphabet. But, you know, 11 different ways of talking about how Am Yisrael were persecuted during the period of the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. We were destroyed, we were exiled, we were pushed away, we were treated with contempt, we were ripped apart, we were finished off, we were erased, we were imprisoned, we were defiled, we were sold, we were plundered. These are very powerful expressions which, if we just sort of read through the kinah as a tefillah, we don't appreciate it. And then the next aleph is, again, in that top line, you've got B'yad Adomim. So in the alephs, it's the Romans, but then we move on to the Geyim. Who were we persecuted by? By arrogant people, by scoffers, by strangers, by impure ones, by wayward ones, by oppressors, by hypocrites, by lewd people, by upstarts, by plunderers. This is very, very powerful language. And then we have, who was it that was, you know, how should we understand our own identity? In that first line, emunecha. Okay, emunecha. We are people who are faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting phrase to have here in the kinot. You know, we were destroyed, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because actually we ceased being faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we were destroyed. But nevertheless, we were once upon a time, we were faithful, we were redeemed people, we were masses. It's not just us, but it's also Zavulecha, Hashem's abode. That's, we're described as sheep, as the vineyards, as exalters, as witnesses, as amazing people, invited into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chamber, Shleimecha, loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this raises, you know, so much of the interesting notion of this kinah, in terms of, are we justifying what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, or are we complaining against it? Rav Soloveitchik says that the term Eicha is really an introduction to a complaint against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only on Tisha B'Av that we've got this reshut from the Navi to complain against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what happens in Megillat Eicha. There's complaints levelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would be apichorsut for us to do that if we didn't have a model of the Navi doing it. But we have a model of the Navi doing it, so we can do it. I want to look at, I think, what is the third stanza to answer what I think is a key question in Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, I mentioned this on Friday night. On Tisha B'Av today, we didn't say Tachanun. Why didn't we say Tachanun? Tisha B'Av is supposed to be a sad day. There are lots of people in shul, any time we say Tachanun, they think it's a sad day. And if we don't, they think this is the Yom Tov. So why didn't we say Tachanun today? It's a sad day. So the answer that's given in the Shulchan Aruch is because it's a moed. Tisha B'Av is a moed. The pasuk in Eicha says, Kara alai moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has proclaimed me as a moed. Moed is like a Yom Tov. We talk about Moadim l'Simcha. Okay, the Moadim, Parshat HaMoadim, Eile Moadei Hashem. It's always introducing the Chagim. So Tisha B'Av is a Chag in some way. So how is Tisha B'Av a festive occasion? So the answer that one of the answers that is given is that it's festive because the Mashiach is going to be born on Tisha B'Av. So one day in the future it will be, it will be a Moed. And certainly when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, it will be a Moed. It will be a festive occasion. Perhaps it's a Moed, and I mentioned this in the Drosha yesterday, perhaps it's a Moed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on Tisha B'Av that he wasn't going to eradicate the Jewish people. He was only going to eradicate Eitzim V'Avanim, the Beit HaMikdash, but not us. So maybe that's the Moed. But I was thinking about it this year, and I've got a different suggestion as to why Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. I haven't seen anybody else say this, but I think that it's true. I think this is true. Look at the fifth stanza. So, Eicha Haktab Egyonecha La'atof Biyad Holilim Hamonecha. How could you plan to push your masses into the hands of scoffers? V'los Acharta V'yud Vetek Veset Asher Biyadata Liv Udecha. It's a nice phrase there. We've got the Shoresh. Ya'ad, Yud Ayin Dalet, comes up three times. Viyud, Viadata Livudecha, have we translated it here? Without remembering the meeting place that you established for your confidants. Okay, that Shoresh, Ya'ad, is the Shoresh of the word Moed. Moed we always talk about as being a festival. Moadim Simcha, it's festivals. But that's not entirely true. Moed is really a designated time or place for something. If we look at various psukim, I brought down five psukim here from Sefer Shemot in association with the Beit HaMikdash. V'no'adati l'charsham v'dibarti itchamei ha'kaporet. I'll translate it as v'no'adati, I will rendezvous with you there and speak to you. So the Beit HaMikdash, as we know, is the Ohel Moed. We translate the house of meeting. It's more than a house of meeting. I would say it's the house of a meeting is just, you know, where you have a board of management meeting, a ladies' guild meeting, something like that. That's a meeting. This is more a rendezvous. This is something, specially coming together. Okay? Or that time in the door, Chem Petach on Moed Fri Adonai, Asher Iva Eid Lachem Shama Ladaber Elecha. This is again referring to the Beit HaMikdash. We will come close. I will come close to meet you there. V'no'adati shama livnei Yisrael. I will meet b'nei Yisrael there. V'na'atati oz'ol livnei ha'parochet ha'shal ha'anai dud, livnei ha'chavot ha'shal ha'anai dud, asher yuva'ed lecha. And asher yuva'ed lecha shama. We see the shoresh of the same word as moed, we see it coming up repeatedly as a meeting between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. How does that fit in with the moadim, with the festivals? Fits in with the moadim, the festivals, very simply. Because on the Shalosh Regalim, that's when we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a classical sense, where did we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? At the Beit HaMikdash. That's Lirot V'Leiraot. We went to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a meeting between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We did all the mitzvot. We brought the korbanot. We rendezvoused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yerushalayim. Nowadays, we don't have that opportunity of Aliyah LaRegel, but we still have an opportunity of fulfilling all these mitzvot and growing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the wonderful things about the Chagim. Now, the Chagim, it's, we should come out at the end with a sense of feeling, uplifted, spiritually uplifted. We've done all these mitzvot. We've celebrated all these festivals. We've said all these tefillot. We've grown closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is one of the manifestations of Moed, of No'adati, is a rendezvous, a simcha dika rendezvous between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In celebration, you get together with someone. You think about, you've got friends, you've got something that you've got to celebrate. You're getting together with people you haven't seen for a long time. They're coming to England, or you're coming to Israel, or whatever it is, you're getting together with them. So you've got a simcha. Okay, it's a moed. Everybody gets together. Everybody is pleased to see each other. But there's also a different type of moed, and that is the moed of tragedy. Sometimes, what is it brings people closer together? What brings people close together is a shared tragedy, a shared disaster. You often read about people who their lives only crossed paths because they both, you know, but both families had a disaster happening at the same time. You know, you read accounts of the big coal disaster in Wales in the 1960s. You know, Princess Margaret's husband went into miners' houses and made them cups of tea. They got close with these people through tragedy. Sometimes, you know, that you see people, you know, go to a levi and people, you know, if it's a very tragic occurrence, you know, people, they come and they hug each other. You often see these people, you know, hugging people through shared sorrow. And that is the moed, I think, of Tisha B'Av. That we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that last opportunity before we're sent into exile, to hug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that in the Beit HaMikdash you had the Keruvim on top of the Aron HaKodesh, on top of the Aron. And the Keruvim, that's on the Moed, on the Chagim, when the Olei Regalim came, they would open the Parochet, and people would see that the Keruvim were embracing each other. And that was a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Am Yisrael. The Gemara in Bava Batra says that also, at the time of the Beit HaKurban HaBayit, the Romans went into the Beit HaMikdash, they pulled back the parochet, and they saw the Kruvim hugging each other. And they thought that was something obscene, and they made fun of it. But one of the questions asked is, hold on a minute, this was a point of exile, this was a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had lost faith in Am Yisrael, this was a point where he was exiling us. How could it be that the Kruvim were hugging each other as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hugging Am Yisrael? And I think one of the answers could be is that exactly at that point in tragedy, you try to give that hug, to give that encouragement and support and chizuk to a person. And that's what the moed is of Tisha B'Av. In actual fact, how did Eicha end last night? Hashveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. Chadesh Amin Kekevim. After all of this tragedy, it's a moed. We're saying the only way that we can address it is by having a moed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's by coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not remaining in spiritual exile. Physically, we're still in exile. We're waiting for that to end. But it's a moed. It's a chance for us to examine our deeds, to ask ourselves how we got into this situation, to think about the sinat chinam and such things that led us to this situation of exile and Churban HaBayit, and to establish it as a moed, an opportunity to encourage us, Hashiveinu Adonai Eilecha v'nashuva, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what I think it means when we talk about Tisha B'Av being a moed. Of course, it's not a celebration. It's incongruous, it's an enigma to say that it's a celebration like Pesach and Shavuot or Sukkot. But it's correct to say that it's a moed because even in tragedy, and perhaps particularly because of tragedy, we can turn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We continue with the second kina.